you.
I told you things would get weird.
In a good way. That is the song of Kenny Wheeler's that I've been playing probably since, I think it's one of the first songs I tried to play, like when I was 16 years old and had about an octave and a half range and was listening to Kenny play all over the trumpet like a madman. And it's called Everybody's Song But My Own, which will be on the record.
Ingrid Jensen and her remarks about this tune, Everybody's Song But My Own, composed by Kenny Wheeler. And her reference to It'll Be On The Record refers to the fact that there was a studio date that was done while the band was in Seattle, and that is the basis for the forthcoming recording. Also, it may include some of these live performances as well. At an Earshot Festival concert in Seattle in 1999, Kenny Wheeler played that song in a duo with pianist Kenny Werner, after which the pianist remarked, "It's the standard you never knew. If everybody knew this song, everybody would play it before Stella by Starlight." To which the composer, Kenny Wheeler, remarked, "It's now owned by so many people that it's now called Everybody Owns My Song But Me." Our thanks to Ingrid Jensen, Steve Tressler, Jeffrey Keyser, Martin Wynn, John Wecon, and Katie Jacobson for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. Thanks to John Gilbreth of Earshot Jazz and to Josie Holtzman and Patrick Jaran-Watan-Anon of NPR Music's Jazz Night in America for permission to share this music with you on Jazz Northwest on KPLU. Thanks also to The Royal Room, Wayne Horvitz, and Brad Ruda for house sound and assistance with recording this show. Lots of great live jazz coming up in the Seattle area, including Ann Hampton Calloway at Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday, the Jazz Ed New Works Ensemble at Seattle Art Museum on Thursday, the Seattle Jazz Experience featuring the Julian Lodge Trio on Friday, and Kneebody on Saturday at the Cornish Playhouse at Seattle Center, Herbie Hancock and Chick Corea at the Moore Theater on Saturday, and the North Bend Jazz Walk with over two dozen bands on Saturday night. For more information, see the KPLU Jazz Calendar or the Earshot Jazz Calendar at earshot.org. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.
This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'd like to start with Adrian Rollini playing the hot fountain pen. Actually, it was a miniature clarinet back in the 20s and into the 30s. Some people tried it for a gimmick. Adrian Rollini plays the bass sax regularly with Joe Venuti's band here, 1930. Venuti violin. Itzy Riskin on piano, Eddie Lang, longtime associate with Joe Venuti, playing the guitar. This is called Put and Take. Venuti wrote it. Adrian Rollini begins on the hot fountain pen. Venuti, his violin, and Adrian Rollini, his hot fountain pen and bass sax. Itzy Riskin piano, Eddie Lang on guitar. Put and Take, written by Venuti, 1930. OK Records. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU, and streaming at KPLU.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Seattle Cancer Care Alliance, recognizing people have a choice about where they're treated for cancer. At SCCA, doctors from Fred Hutch, UW Medicine, and Seattle Children's unite to turn cancer patients into cancer survivors. More at seattlecca.org.
Hey everybody, Dick Stein here, reminding you that spring is just around the corner, and with it, the KPLU Spring Fund Drive. Now, the fund drive begins on March 30th, and our goal is to raise $330,000. You can give us a nice head start toward that by making a gift right now. Become a sustaining member with a monthly gift you can afford at kplu.org. You get all the info you need right there, and you'll receive our undying thanks. Thanks for whatever you can do. That's kplu.org.
Just the one that makes a better name for one I used to call my baby doll. It ain't new, it ain't old. If you do what you're told, you'll find the answer if you take a look in Mr. Webster's dictionary book. The word sugar, I call my baby my sugar. I never may be my sugar, because my sugar is so confectionary funny. Never pleads for my money. All he can give me is honey. He's the best in his line. I'd make a million trips to his lips if I were a bee. 'Cause they are sweeter than any honey to me. They're granulated sugar. I get my taffy from sugar. That's why I'm daffy about sugar. That sugar baby of mine.
That's your love, baby of mine.
Lee Wiley singing for you, 1940, Commodore Records, Sugar, written by Maceo Pinkard and Edna Alexander. With her at the piano, her husband Jeff Stacy, and on cornet, their friend Muggsy Spanier. Lee Wiley singing for you, Sugar. That's some tune and some performance. Two of them for you from 1957, Lighthouse All-Stars in Hollywood, Liberty Records, and Barbara Dane in San Francisco, San Francisco Records.
Ain't got a nickel, ain't got a dime. I'm broke and hungry all the time. Ain't nobody got the blues like me. And if you can't make me better, why don't you let me be? I had a man, said he loved me too. And since he quit me, don't know what to do. Ain't nobody got the blues like me. And if you can't make me better, why don't you let me be? Ain't got a thing to call my own. Got the blues like me. And if you can't make me better, why don't you let me be? Going to that high bridge to jump and drown. Ain't nobody got the blues like me. And if you can't make me better,
of them, the Lighthouse All-Stars in Hollywood 1957 doing Quicksilver, written by Horace Silver, Liberty Records. Connie Condoli, trumpet, Frank Rossellino, trombone, Bob Cooper, tenor saxophone, Dick Shreve on piano, Red Mitchell, bass, Stan Levy playing the drums. Then also from 1957, Barbara Dane. And she's doing Ain't Nobody Got the Blues Like Me, written by Dick Oxtot. Pete Stanton playing the trumpet, Bob Mielke playing trombone, Darnell Howard clarinet, Don Ewell piano, and Pops Foster on the bass. Lighthouse All-Stars and Barbara Dane. Drummer Anthony Williams. His mother called me and said, "Say Anthony, then you can say Tony." Anthony Williams, great drummer, 1965 Blue Note Records, his band. If I remember correctly, the tenor saxophonists in order are Wayne Shorter, followed by Sam Rivers. They play together, but then the soloing. Herbie Hancock, piano, Gary Peacock. Not to be confused with Hancock, playing the bass, Tony on the drums. And Williams wrote this. It's called Extras. Mm-hmm. Tony Williams, his drums, his band. 1965 Blue Note, his composition, Extras. Tenor saxophones in order, soloing, Wayne Shorter, Sam Rivers. Pianist Herbie Hancock, Gary Peacock on the bass, and of course Williams on drums. 1965. Vincent Lopez now. His piano, his band, his vocalist, Jack Parker. 1926, one written by piano player Pete Wendling and Jack Mescal. There's danger in your eyes, Cherie.
Cherie, there's danger in your eyes. Lopez speaking.
In your eyes, Cherie, but I don't care. I give up paradise, Cherie, your love to share. Your kisses taste like wine, and when your lips meet mine, I know that any sin with you would be divine. There's danger in your charm, Cherie, but oh, the bliss to linger in your arms, Cherie, and kiss. Just tell me when and where we'll have our love affair. There's danger in your eyes for me, Cherie, but I don't care. Just tell me when and where we'll have our love affair.
two for you. Vincent Lopez playing the piano, Jack Parker singing, 1926. There's Danger in Your Eyes, Cherie. Drummer Joe Swanson, 1946, Hollywood, California. And one called Thrust. Buddy Collette on alto and flute, Wardell Gray tenor saxophone, Jerry Wiggins playing the piano, Irv Ashby on guitar, Joe Comfort playing string bass. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU, and streaming at kplu.org.
From the moment you wake up, through the chaos of your busy morning, Morning Edition is there with you.
Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Protesters have been
through marching. All you have to do, we'll bring you all you need to know every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
I'm Kirsten Kendrick. Join me for Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 on KPLU.
Joe Oliver, who named himself King, important early jazz star, hired Louis Armstrong to come in and play second cornet to his first cornet. And you know where that went with Louis. This is near the end of Oliver's career. 1931, Brunswick Records. It's a Clarence Williams, Spencer Williams collaboration called Papa Dee Da Da, King Oliver. His band, 1931, Papa Dee Da Da, Brunswick Records. Quite a band. Oliver wasn't soloing at that time. He would sit there and play a little background, I guess. But hot band. Ward Pinkett doing most of the vocalizing and playing trumpet. Jimmy Archie trombone. Buster Bailey clarinet. Alto is Henry Jones. And Goldie Lucas on guitar. Richard Fulbright playing the tuba before he started giving out scholarships. Bill Beeson playing drums. And on piano, Gene Rogers. Now, that's 1931. In 1939, right after Coleman Hawkins got back from a long trip to Europe, he hired Gene Rogers to come in. And Gene's going to give us the introduction to this.
Thank you.
That set started with Coleman Hawkins, tenor saxophone, Body and Soul, written by Johnny Green, Bluebird Records. Then Art Tatum for Standard Transcriptions in Hollywood, 1939. His version of Body and Soul, followed by It Had to Be You, written by band leader, tenor saxophonist, composer, and brilliant arranger, Isom Jones. Right there. Coleman Hawkins and Art Tatum. I'll do three vocalists now for you. Peggy Lee with Benny Goodman, 1941. Benny Goodman playing clarinet with vocalist Annette Hanshaw in 1933. And Billie Holiday and her orchestra, 1952.
Get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Don't you hear the pitter-pat, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never had a sense, I'd be as rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Don't you want that I gave to you? You
can have me if you want me, but you must be mine alone. Give me liberty or give me love. You're so dear to me. I'm in heaven when you're near to me. You can have me if you want me, but you must be mine alone. Give me liberty or give me love. You've been kind of strange. Why the sudden change? Do you want somebody new? I'd be glad to share all your grief and care, but never will I ever share you. I'll be all your own. Your diamond holding call your own. You can have me if you want me, but you must be mine alone. Give me liberty or give me love. Change. Do you want somebody new? I'd be glad to share all your grief and care, but never will I ever share you. I'll be all your own, yours to call your own. You can have me if you want me, but you must be mine. Give me liberty or give me love.
Remember the night you said I love you. Remember you vowed by all the stars above you. Remember we found a lonely spot, and after I learned to care a lot, you promised that you'd forget me not, but you forgot to remember.
Peggy Lee, 1941 with Benny Goodman's orchestra. on the sunny side of the street. And at Hanshaw in 1933, hiring Benny Goodman to play the clarinet in her orchestra and her singing of Give Me Liberty or Give Me Love, written by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin. Fine trumpet solo always by Sterling Bowes. And Billie Holiday, 1952, in Los Angeles for Clef Records, her orchestra, and Irving Berlin's Remember. And Oscar Peterson on the piano, and a nice solo by Barney Kessel. How much he did on the guitar. Lots of records. I want to chase some musicians sometime, you know, just take somebody and play 100 tunes that they did. Anyway, Jimmy Lunsford's going to be coming up, but first, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KBIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley.
Thank you. for you're still in my heart. I can't believe we're through. Let's try again. I keep longing for you. Will my heart break in two? I can't go on like this. Let's try again. You were wrong, so was I. Let's not bother why. Forgive, and I will too. Let's live and love anew. If I say I don't care, my poor heart filled with fear. This cannot be the end. Let's try again.
Jimmy Lunsford's Orchestra, 1940, Columbia Records, Swingin' on Sea. Eddie Durham did that for the band. Willie Smith, alto saxophone. Snooky Young, trumpet. Joe Thomas, tenor saxophone. And Let's Try Again. Billy Moore wrote it and arranged it for Dan Grissom to sing it. It's great when you have a band like that, because Grissom played alto and clarinet, and needed a singer. He said, I can sing it. And he did. Snooky Young again, playing his trumpet, and Joe Thomas on his tenor. The rhythm section of that band, very popular during the swing era. The dancers always talked about it. Edwin Wilcox playing the piano. Al Norris playing guitar. Moses Allen on bass. And the incredible big band drumming of Jimmy Crawford. Jimmy Lunsford, 1940. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU and the Art of Jazz comes from the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
With the mild winter we've had, some people think that spring began last month. Well, that's just not true. As all KPLU listeners know, spring doesn't officially begin until we have our Spring Fun Drive. This year, the drive starts on March 30th with a goal to raise $330,000. Yes, it's a lofty goal, but you are mighty, and we know you'll help us reach that goal. In fact, you can do your part right now. Make your pre-drive pledge at kplu.org.
And this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be part of the package of KPLU. I've been here a long time, and thank them for the fact that I can be here to have this music presented to you by me. A big part of my life, and I hope I touch you with it. Dodo Marmarosa. Hollywood, 1945. He's going to play the piano. Lucky Thompson's on tenor. Ray Brown bass. Jackie Mills playing the drums.
Thank you.
At the piano, Hollywood 1945 for Atomic Records, Lucky Thompson's tenor saxophone, Ray Brown bass, and Jackie Mills on drums, I Surrender Dear, written by Gordon Clifford and Harry Barris, and Marmorosa's own Dodo's Blues, Dodo Marmorosa. 1925 now in Chicago, Paramount Records, Ozzie McPherson.
Small and down a little further. He's love, love, love. I've got a man. He's all right.
McPherson, Paramount Records, Chicago, 1925. Bob Schaffner playing cornet. Jimmy O'Brien on clarinet. Lovey Austin piano. And W.E. Burton playing the drums. Outside of that, he's all right with me. And you gotta know how. Ozzie McPherson. Two now, again, Ruby Braff. 1955, his trumpet, and Edith Hattie North Johnson and Bill Basie, 1929, in KC, Missouri. Thank you.
Oh, how happy and contented I'd be. Then it wouldn't be so hard to love a man like I do.
Ruby Braff played his trumpet for you. And I'll Never Be the Same, written by a couple of musicians, Matty Malnick and Frank Signorelli. Billy Byers played the trombone, Sam Margolis on tenor saxophone, Marty Napoleon at the piano, Milt Hinton on bass, Joe Jones on the drums for Jazz Tone Society in 1955. Then for Vocalion Records, out of Kansas City, Missouri, 1929, Edith Hattie North Johnson sang, and Bill Basie played the piano on Lovin' That Man Blues. Lovin' That Man Blues. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, always happy to be with you. And the fun drives that we have, and we've got one scheduled here. This is support. That's part of the family. You know that. You give somebody in the family lunch money. Right? That's part of it. And it works. If you like what you like and you want to keep it here, that's what you have to do. And I'm here. And I'm here for you. Thelonious Monk, 1954. Thelonious Monk Quintet, 1954, Prestige Records. Two compositions by Monk, Locomotive and Hackensack. Ray Copeland, trumpet. Frank Foster, tenor saxophone. Monk on the piano. Curly Russell, bass. And Art Blakey on the drums. Thelonious Monk Quintet. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
On the next Morning Edition, Syrians, who are rebelling against the destruction of their cultural heritage. Archaeologists and curators braving snipers and bombs to protect antiquities.
They are the heroes of our story. They are the guys who risk their lives every day visiting archaeological sites.
I'm David Green. Meet Syria's Monuments Men on the next Morning Edition.
In 1925, about that time, Mabel Wayne wrote In a Little Spanish Town. I'm going to chase that now for you. The Castlewood Marimba Band in 1926 is going to give us their version. And then 1940s solo piano Joe Bushkin.
Thank you. Thank you.
In a little Spanish town started that set. The Castlewood Marimba Band, 1926. Then 1940, Joe Bush can solo piano his version of In a Little Spanish Town. And then Bushkin played a blues he wrote called Blue Chips, Commodore Records, 1940. A year before, Bushkin had been playing piano in Muggsy Spanier's ragtime band. They didn't play ragtime, and why Muggsy chose that name, I don't know, but he did. Relaxing at the Touro, Bushkin and Spanier wrote that. It has to do with the place that Muggsy went to get his brain vacuumed. And they're going to do that one, and then Riverboat Shuffle by Hoagie Carmichael.
Thank you.
Mugsy Spanier, his cornet, and his ragtime band, 1939 Bluebird Records. Relaxin' at the Turo, he wrote that with Joe Bushkin. And Riverboat Shuffle by Hoagy Carmichael. George Bruni's played the trombone, Rod Kless clarinet, Nick Kayaza tenor saxophone, Bushkin on the piano. Bob Casey, wonderful slab bass player, and equally fine, the drummer, Don Carter. Mugsy Spanier and his ragtime band, 1939. Right there. This is 88.5. KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from the UW-Tacoma Milgard School of Business MBA program, where prospective students can meet the director, advisors, and students of the two-year program for working professionals. Registration at tacoma.uw.edu/Milgard. Thanks to listener support, KPLU was recently able to create a brand new weekend show, Sound Effect, Saturdays at 10 a.m. Our subscribing listeners also made it possible for us to double the number of live studio sessions during midday jazz. You can help KPLU continue to grow by making your pledge in our upcoming spring fund drive beginning March 30th with a goal of raising $330,000. And if you don't want to wait, feel free to pledge right now at kplu.org.
Outside the barracks, by the corner light, I'll always stand and wait for you at night. We will create a world for two. I'll wait for you the whole night through. For you, Lily Marlene. For you, Lily Marlene. Bugler tonight, don't play the call to arms. I want another evening with her charm. Then we will say goodbye and part. I'll always keep you in my heart. With me, Lily Marlene. With me, Lily Marlene. Give me a rose to show how much you care. Tie to the stem a lock of golden hair. Surely tomorrow you'll feel blue, but then will come a love that's new. For you, Lily Marlene. For you, Lily Marlene. Marching in the mud and cold, and when my pack seems more than I can hold, my love for you renews my might. I'm warm again, my pack is light. It's you, Lily Marlene. It's you, Lily Marlene. My love for you renews my might. I'm warm again, my pack is light. It's you, Lily Marlene. It's you, Lily Marlene.
something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live beneath your spell. Do, do that you do so well.
Thank you.
good company. Only you and only me, how heavenly our life would be. I might have known a few, but only you can make my dreams come true. From the start I knew my heart belonged to only
Marlene Dietrich sang Two For You from 1949 when she was in Los Angeles for Decca Records. Lily Marlene and You Do Something to Me. And then Ben Burney, 1926, his violin and his orchestra. And I Love Her and Only You and Only Me, Brunswick Records, featuring a vocal by Paul Hagen. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And here's Tete Montulio playing solo piano from Holland, 1977. Thank you. Tete Montolio, 1977 solo piano, Timeless Records, remembering a couple of Catalonian folk songs from his youth in Spain, Una Guitarra and Yuko. Harry James now going to perform Judy by Hoagie Carmichael, and then Art Tatum's going to play it on the piano.
Thank you.
Judy, written by Hoagie Carmichael, performed first by Harry James, 1953, his trumpet. Fine work on tenor by Herbie Stewart. And then Art Tatum for Clef Records in Los Angeles, 1953, solo piano version of Judy. Carmichael wrote a lot of material, and I suppose Stardust is his favorite among people. Listening to his stuff over the years, certainly a top of the charts as far as record sales. Lewis Smith now is going to play his trumpet, his version of Stardust. 1957, Blue Note Records.
Thank you.
Louis Smith, his trumpet, Tommy Flanagan, piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Arthur Taylor on the drums on their version of Foggy Carmichael's Stardust. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at KPLU.org.
Hi, this is Kirsten Kendrick. As a listener, I always felt like Morning Edition was my companion. Now that I'm your host, I really try to bring that feeling to the other side of the microphone. Along with presenting you with news from the Northwest and around the world, I want to help you plan your morning and your day. What's happening with your commute? Is there a sports event that will affect traffic later in your day? What kind of weather can we expect? Anything that impacts your day in any way, you'll hear about it on Morning Edition. Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on KPLU.
Duke Ellington now, overture to a jam session, Hollywood 1947 for Capitol Records. You'll hear Ray Nance violin on this. Duke, of course, on piano, and Freddie Guy came back in to play some guitar. String bass, Oscar Pettiford. Sonny Greer from the early days came back to play drums. Overture to a jam session.
Thank you.
It's a good thing. it's bad, but beautiful. Take a chance, and if you fall, you fall.
And I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all.
Love is tearful, or it's gay. It's a problem, or it's play. It's a heartache, either way, but beautiful. And I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let. I romance doesn't need a thing.
set started with Duke Ellington, 1947 in Hollywood, his orchestra, and his composition, Overture to a Jam Session. And then the High Lows, 1957, for Columbia Records, Dancing on the Ceiling by Rodgers and Hart, But Beautiful by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke, and My Romance by Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Ken, thanks for a great afternoon of jazz. I've got All Blues coming up next, right after Stardate.
Stardate, March 8. You wouldn't want to come between the two giant stars of Spica, the brightest point of light in the constellation Virgo. Without strong shields to protect you from them, you'd probably be vaporized. Spica is easy to spot tonight because it's quite close to the right or upper right of the moon as they rise in late evening. Spica consists of at least two stars. Their surfaces are separated by only a few million miles, though, so their light blurs into a single pinpoint even when viewed through the largest telescopes. At such close range, the mutual gravitational pull of the two stars causes them to bulge toward each other, so each is shaped a bit like an egg.
Both of these stars are much bigger, brighter, and heavier than the Sun. They're also much hotter than the Sun. Hot stars produce most of their energy in the ultraviolet, wavelengths that are invisible to human eyes. Ultraviolet is much more damaging than visible light, so it vaporizes any solid objects that are close to the star. And just to make things even more unpleasant, both stars produce strong winds of superhot gas. The winds collide, producing torrents of X-rays, radiation that's even deadlier than the ultraviolet. So if you ever find yourself in the neighborhood, be sure to stay a few hundred million miles away from these amazing stars. It's the only safe place to be. Stardate is made possible in part by Northrop Grumman, which will feature displays about the James Webb Space Telescope at the South by Southwest Gaming Expo, March 13th through 15th. The event is free and open to the public. Details at Northrop Grumman. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Sandy Wood.
And our Puget Sound area with